From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Hurricane Gustav is expected to make landfall in Louisiana later today as a Category 3 storm. The storm's top sustained winds are well over 100 miles per hour. Phil Latzman with member station WLRN has more from Miami.
Forecasters say Gustav's winds are not expected to intensify further before it makes landfall midday west of New Orleans. It will hit exactly 3 years and 3 days after Katrina. But National Hurricane Center meteorologist Tricia Wallace says this storm is taking a different tack.
Katrina went straight north into Louisiana, Mississippi, whereas this is skirting along the coast because it's heading northwest at 16 miles an hour. So they're already getting hurricane-force winds along the southeast coast of Louisiana.
As of the last advisory, Gustav's maximum sustained winds were 115 miles per hour. Hurricane-force winds extend outward up to 70 miles from the center, and computer models show storm surge possibilities anywhere from 10 to 14 feet along the low-lying Louisiana coastline. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
Gustav's possible economic hit is expected to be widespread. Not only the price of fuel, but billions of dollars are at stake in other Gulf Coast businesses from shipping to tourism. The Port of New Orleans has shut down as the Coast Guard closed the lower Mississippi River. Shipping companies have diverted cargo and sent ships out of the storm's path. Visitors have left and most hotels have closed. Coastal casinos have shut down. Today is the first day of the Republican National Convention in St. Paul, Minnesota, but out of deference to the potential disaster posed by Hurricane Gustav, GOP officials will be carrying out only essential party business at today's sharply curtailed opening session. NPR's David Wellner reports from St. Paul.
Neither President Bush nor Vice President Cheney will be speaking as planned at today's opening session, nor will any of the other scheduled speakers. Instead, party officials plan to meet for less than 3 hours here this afternoon for a business-only session and then disband until further notice. John McCain, who was to be nominated for president at the convention, said it's more important now to focus on the Gulf Coast.
It's time to open our hearts, our efforts, our wallets, our concern, our care for those American citizens who are now under the shadow of the probability of a natural disaster.
It's not clear when the GOP convention might get back to its original schedule, if that happens at all. As McCain put it, some of that, quote, is frankly in the hands of God. David Wellner, NPR News, St. Paul.
Prices on the Tokyo Stock Exchange took a tumble today. The Nikkei average fell by 238 points. Oil prices rose in Asian trading. U.S. light crude was up $1.39 to $116.85 a barrel in electronic trading. This is NPR News. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has rejected U.S. dominance of world affairs as European Union leaders meet in emergency session to discuss how to deal with an increasingly assertive Russia. NPR's Ann Gerald has more from Moscow.
In a television address to the nation, President Dmitry Medvedev said Russia will defend its citizens and business interests abroad and will claim a sphere of influence in the world. Medvedev said Russia does not want bad relations with the West and suggested it's up to the West to decide how to proceed. In a 1-2 punch, Prime Minister Vladimir Putin also appeared on Russian television, warning Europeans to look out for their own skins. On a trip to Russia's Far East, he said Russia will diversify its energy exports and expand sales to booming Asian markets, a clear warning to Europe. Russia could find alternative customers for its energy exports. Russia currently supplies Europe with about a third of its oil and two-fifths of its natural gas. Ann Gerrels, NPR News, Moscow.
In South Central China, rescue teams are rushing to help survivors of the latest earthquake to hit the region. At least 32 people were killed in Saturday's quake that turned tens of thousands of homes into rubble and put cracks in reservoirs. The quake had a magnitude of 6.1. It struck along the same fault line as the powerful quake in May that devastated wide stretches of Sichuan province, killing nearly 70,000 people. Heavy rain has made things worse as rescue workers struggle to reach the victims with tents, quilts, and sacks of rice. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.